This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has called on military leaders in Myanmar to release leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other dissidents and restore democratic rule. In a speech at the U.S. State Department, the president said there can be no place for military force to overthrow a duly elected government.
The Burmese military should relinquish power they have seized, release the advocates and activists and officials they have detained, lift the restrictions on telecommunications, and refrain from violence.
Washington has led international condemnation of Monday's actions, which saw civilian leaders, including Aung San Suu Kyi, detained and ignited fears the military would drag 54 million people back to the decades of junta rule that turned Myanmar into one of Asia's most impoverished and repressive nations. Ugandan victims of the Lord's Resistance Army have welcomed the war crimes conviction at the International Criminal Court of the militant group's second-in-command, Dominic Ongwen. Halima Athmani reports from Kampala.
Among the charges Dominic Ongwen was convicted of is the crime of conscripting children under the age of 15 into the LRS Senior Brigade and using them to participate in hostilities. Ongwen was found guilty on 61 of 70 counts of crimes against humanity and war crimes. The charges were for his role in attacks on four internally displaced people's camps in northern Uganda between July 2002 and December 2005. He was found guilty on charges of murder, kidnapping, torture, enslavement, rape, sexual slavery, and forced marriage, among many others. He faces up to 30 years in prison. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
This is VOA News. An Iranian diplomat has been convicted by a European court and sentenced to 20 years in prison for allegedly being involved in a foiled 2018 bomb plot in France. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Prosecution lawyers from Belgium and other civil parties said Vienna-based diplomat Assadollah Assadi was guilty of attempted terrorism after a foiled plot to bomb a rally of the National Council of Resistance of Iran near Paris in June 2018. It brings to an end the first trial of an Iranian official for suspected terrorism offences in Europe since Iran's 1979 revolution. No media were allowed into the heavily guarded courtroom, where three other Iranians were sentenced to 15, 17 and 18 years respectively for their roles as accomplices. The Islamic Republic has repeatedly denied involvement in the foiled plot, saying that Assadi's diplomatic immunity had been violated in a Western trap.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. A prominent Lebanese Shiite publisher who criticized the Iran-backed Hezbollah group has been found shot dead in a car in southern Lebanon. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Lokman Slim, a Shiite publisher who was critical of the Iran-backed group, was found shot dead in his car. A judge following the case said his body had four bullets in the head and one in the back, while a security source said his phone was found earlier on the side of a road. It's the first such killing of a known activist in years. Slim, who ran a research center and made films, was a leading Shiite voice who spoke against what he saw as Hezbollah's intimidation tactics. He accused the group of intolerance of other political views. In a recent TV interview, Slim said he believed Hezbollah had a role in the deadly port blast that ripped through Beirut in August.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits has dropped, but it remains historically high. We get more from AP's Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department says 779,000 people applied for jobless aid last week, down 33,000 from the previous week. However, before the virus surfaced in March, applications never topped 700,000. The latest unemployment data show just under 18 million people were still receiving jobless benefits in mid-January. But once vaccinations become more widely distributed and administered in coming months, economists expect growth to pick up at a sustained clip. Mike Hempen, Washington.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote.